الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد الشريعة أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون صدق الله العظيم Respected elders and brothers, in this month we have been speaking about few of the ashab, few of the companions of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and drawing lessons from their mubarak and blessed life. Today I would like to continue on that theme and speak about one of the great Sahaba, and one who was amongst the Ashara-e Mubashara, ones who was amongst those who were given the glad tidings of Jannah by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this lifetime, and he is Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is amongst the Ashara-e Mubashara, and he was from the Bani Taym tribe. Bani Taym is a tribe that was, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also from Bani Taym. So Talha bin Ubaidullah and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu were very close. And also close because they were from the same qabila and from the same tribe. And Hum Ashra-e Mubashara mein se ek azim sahabi, Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke baare mein baat karenge, jo Bani Taym se tha, qabila Bani Taym. اور قبیلہ بنی تیم حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کے قبیلے وہ حضرت ابو بکر بھی اسی قبیلے میں سے تھا ونس ایز اے ینگ پرسن ان ہز لیٹ ٹینز ہی واز 18 اور 19 ایئرز آف ایج وین طلحہ بن عبید اللہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ وینٹ فار بزنس ٹو سیریا اینڈ وین ہی وینٹ فار بزنس ٹو سیریا ایٹ اے پلیس کالڈ بصرہ دیر واز اے پرسن ہو نیو مچ اباؤٹ دی پریویس سکرپچرز So he came out looking for where the business people and said, is there anyone from Makkah? Makkah mein se koi hai yahan pe? So Talha bin Ubaidullah said, I am from Makkah. So he said, this is a time when the last Nabi of Allah is going to come in Makkah. Have you heard about him? So he said, I didn't hear anything as yet. So he said, do you know Ahmad? He said, no, I don't know Ahmad. He said, do you know the son of Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib? He said, yes, I know him, but I don't know anything of the sort. So he said, he is the last messenger of Allah. I have read in the previous scriptures. And now is his time to come out in Makkah. Do not let anyone beat you in bringing iman upon him. Do not let anyone beat you in bringing iman upon him. Talha said, I was still supposed to go for business. I packed up my goods and came back to Makkah. تو حضرت طلحہ رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک بار کاروبار کے سلسلے میں سرزمین شام میں گئے ہوئے تھے. وہاں پر کسی پادری نے جو پچھلے کتابوں کے ماہر تھا, انہوں نے ان سے کہا تھا کہ آج کل مکے میں احمد نامی ایک شخص نمودار ہونے والا ہے یا ان کے نمودار ہونے کا وقت ہے, آپ جا کر ان سے ملے اور ان پر ایمان لے آئے, وہ اللہ تعالی کے آخری نبی ہے. And this person from the knower of the previous scripture said, he will also migrate to a place where there will be date palms, etc. So he told him this. Talha bin Ubaidullah came home. He firstly asked his family, do you know anything that has happened, you know, new in Makkah? He said, yes. Muhammad has said that he is a messenger of Allah. He is a prophet of Almighty Allah. He first went to Abu Bakr, who was close to him. He was also a member of his tribe. And he said, Abu Bakr, have you heard about this? Abu Bakr said, yes, I have also brought iman upon him. So he said, come, I tell you what has happened. This is what I heard in Busra. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala took Talha radiallahu ta'ala to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He related what he heard and he brought iman. He was the 8th person to accept Islam. Islam lane mein aatve shakhs. And this was when he was 18 years of age. Now when he was 18 years of age, he became a Muslim. The family didn't take kindly to him. So the family used to appoint someone to persecute them while they left the religion on which the people of Makkah was. So now the two, because Abu Bakr and Talha were very close to one another, Nawfal bin Khuwailid, the brother of Khadija, how amazing. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was amongst the forefronts of people accepting Islam. Nawfal bin Khuwailid and Nawfal bin Khuwailid was amongst those who persecuted Abu Bakr and Talha. And he used to bring them together. He used to tie them in one rope. And that is why Hazrat Talha and Abu Bakr are known as Qarinain, the two people who were kept together in persecution. Subhanallah. This was now, then his mother, Sa'aba binti Hadrami, very interesting. Sa'aba binti Hadrami used to persecute Talha. Mas'ud bin Kharrash was a person who said, I witnessed, I was making Safa Marwa, I was walking between Safa Marwa, I saw a young person who has been dragged, and he was being beaten by a woman. So I asked people, who is this? He said, he is Talha bin Ubaidullah, he brought Iman and he became a Muslim. And who is hitting him? The mother, Sa'aba bint Hadrami. And he was persecuted by his mother and hit, but he remained steadfast. So this is a situation that how, despite all of this, he still remained steadfast. Unhone apne Islam lana ke baad khandan ki taraf se bahut aziyaton ka samna karna pada, lekin wo Islam ke upar thabit kadam rahe. One small thing, we say we have to take lessons. Very interesting. Let me share this with you. The word Sa'aba means difficult. The word Sa'aba in Arabic means difficult. And she proved to be difficult. So our ulama say that use good names when you give names to your children. Jab apne bachcho ko jo hai na acche naam se pukaro aur acche naam do. Ba maana naam do. Kyunki naam ke jo maana hote hai, wo bachcho ke andar asar karte hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day, keep good names. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give your children good names. Give your children good names because you will be called out by those names on the day of Qiyamah. Hamariya Kareem, very nearby, there was a very great alim, Maulana Abdul Qadir Malikpuri, Rahmatullah Ali. He just stayed here about 2-3 kilometers. One day he told me a very amazing thing. He said, one day someone came and told me, he said, 2 o'clock in the morning, one day someone phoned me. 2 baje raat ko. Maulana, you know, my wife gave birth or someone gave birth, and I want you to keep a name. So Maulana said, okay, your wife or whatever gave birth, up 2 o'clock in the morning, do you have to phone me? You could have told me after Fajr. You could have told me the next morning. And then he said, to add insult to the injury, he said, give me such a name that no one has such a name. Mujhe aisa naam batao ki kisi ke paas aisa naam na ho. So Maulana said, I was very angry, so I told him, keep Iblis. At 2 o'clock in the morning, is it time to wake up some Maulana to say, give me a name, and you could have done it the next day. Keep good names. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked someone to milk the camel. Just listen to this amazing incident. So he said, one person said, Ya Rasulullah, I will do it. He said, what's your name? Murrah. What's the name of Murrah? Bitterness. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave it. Call another person. What's your name? Murrah. Leave it. Call another person. He said, I will milk. What's your name? Jamrah. Burning coal. Leave it. Fourth person came. What's your name? Ya'ish. The one who lives long with blessedness. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you milk the camel. Subhanallah. Sayyid ibn Sayyib rahmatullah alayhi says that amongst my grandparents there was a person by the name of Huzan. So he came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is your name? He said, my name is Huzan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, change it. Huzan means sorrow, malal. He said, change it. He said, no, I don't change my name my father gave me. Sayyid ibn Musayyib said, since that time there was always problems in our family. Always problems in our family. Give names that are good meaning. Don't just give names, looks very nice, very nice. Actor, actress got this name, say, famous person. Give names that are good. It has an impact upon your children and the way they live. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, keep a name that because Allah will call you on that name. And this woman was named Sa'ba, and she was difficult. Anyway, Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala continued. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him several titles, subhanallah. Talhatul Khair, Talha the Excellent, Talhatul Fayyaz, Talhatul Jood. This was what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. Talhatul Khair means excellence. And he was excellent in whatever he did. And that is what we learn, that whatever you do, do it with excellence and a passion. Even if it's a small thing, but do it in a beautiful way. This is what we say. You know, it's such an amazing thing. Aapne talha ko talhatul khair ka laqab diya. Aur khair ka matlab hai, kisi cheez ko achi tarah se anjaam dena. Ye hame isse sabak milta hai, ke har kaam behtareen tarike se kaam karna chahiye. You know, I said, there was this incident, a person was making mud bricks. So when he was making mud bricks, someone came past and said, what are you making? He said, I'm making a brick. He went past to the next person who was doing the same thing. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making a brick that will one day adorn the building of a masjid. Subhanallah. Same thing he did. So when you do something, even if it's a small thing, do it with passion. Do it with excellence. Inna Allah kataba al-ihsana ala kulli shay. Wallahi al-azim, even if you do it, take small thing. You read two rakats and you read it with beautiful. You read it with excellence. You meet someone, you speak to them with excellence. So Hazrat Talha was known as Talhatul Khair. One amazing thing, and he was also known as Talhatul Fayyaz, the one who was generous. One day he came in home, and the wife saw him and said, you are not looking right today. You are not looking right. It looks like if you are in some form of worry, anxiety. What is troubling you? And you see, today when you see someone, today they say, if your wife sees you happy, she's worried now. What's happening? Why is he so happy? Now, he said she saw him in anxiety and said, why are you anxious? Hazrat Talha said, I've got 700,000 dirhams. How can I sleep? How can I sleep? Today we can't sleep if the bank balance is low. He can't sleep because he got too much money. What am I going to do? And so wife said, why are you worried? Let us make small parcels. Tomorrow we will give it to the poor people of Medina. Tomorrow we will give it to the poor people of Medina. In one day he gave 700,000 dirhams in charity. Today, my dear respected brothers, it worries me to say that today there is so much extravagance in us spending for ourselves, but we can't spend on other people. And one day, it must not come to haunt us. People see that you are spending everything on your own and you can't spend on other people. You know, 700,000 dirhams he gave in charity. Sayyid ibn Zayd was one of the Ashra'i Mubashra like Talha. He said, when I travel with Talha, I never saw anyone better to travel, because he was so generous with his companions. Talha, Talhatul Faiz, Talhatul Fayyaz, Talhatul Jood. Subhanallah. This is what I'm not, normally when we speak about Sahaba, these are the lessons that we are supposed to take. He did not take part in the Battle of Badr. In the Battle of Badr, he didn't take part because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him on a scouting mission. What we will say today, intelligence mission. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him, he was near the border of Syria. And when he came back, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I didn't take part in the Battle of Badr. I'm feeling very hurt. You know, so Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't worry, laka sahmuk. I've kept a share in the spoils of the Battle of Badr for you. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Adi Ya Rasulullah, what about the ajr? I'm not worried about the spoils of war. What about my reward, Ya Rasulullah? Laka ajruk. O Talha, for you is the reward of taking part in the Battle of Badr. Although he didn't take part, and of course to be a Badri Sahabi was a very great honor, but he did not take part. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Laka ajruk, for you is the reward of taking part in the Battle of Badr, because he went for a mission that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him. But the crowning glory of Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu's life was in the Battle of Uhud. He was amongst the first people who came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was wounded. We all know Battle of Uhud, what happened. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teeth were broken, forehead was slashed, lips was wounded, blood came on the face of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Talha and another 10 Ansar were the first people who came. And then they surrounded Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They protected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Talha radiallahu anhu picked up Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and took him to a place of safety. He took him to a place of safety. And on that particular time, when you took him on a place of safety, when he placed him on a safe place, there were several arrows that were directed upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Talha radiallahu anhu put his hand to protect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says that part of his hands were paralyzed because of defending our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam afterward used to say, if only you could see me in the battle of Uhud. On my right hand side was Jibreel. On my left hand side was Talha radiallahu ta'ala. When he put Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a place of safety, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then came to surround Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when they came to see Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave me. Go and see where is Talha. Go and see where is Talha. And then they saw that Talha radiallahu anhu was, you know, just about surviving. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, if you want to see a living shaheed, then look at Talha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the title, Shaheedul Hayy, the living martyr, a person who is living, yet he's a martyr. Subhanallah. His daughter says, after the battle, we counted wounds, 24 wounds on the body of Talha radiallahu anhu in defending Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, when he used to talk about Uhud, he used to say, Dhaka yawmu Talha. Dhaka yawmu Talha. The battle of Uhud was the day of Talha. The battle of Uhud was the day of Talha. That was where His Excellence came to the fore, subhanallah. So this was Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he had these very great qualities with regard to doing things in excellence, as he proved. Later on, of course, many other events took place. And of course, during that, you know, after Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, now, Talha radiallahu anhu was very close to Uthman. For several reasons, he was very close to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he even placed his son to guard Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he didn't, you know, was not successful. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. So it had a very great impact upon Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He could not, you know, remain in peace. So he wanted to do something. And he used to say, Allahumma khudh minni li Uthman hatta tarza. Oh Allah, take from me whatever is needed for the sake of Uthman until you become happy. So when this happened, he wanted to see justice against the people who had killed Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And because of that, you know, he, Zubair, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu got together. And then unfortunately, the incident of Jamal took place. And in that particular Jamal, you know, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Talha and Zubair and them were on the verge of agreeing upon something. And they said, tomorrow we will agree upon something. When the munafiq and the hypocrites, they stirred up the war. And in that particular war, the civil war, Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. He was made shaheed. You know, he was on withdrawing from that. Because both himself and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not want the battle to take place. But the munafiq and the hypocrites, they took it up. I always tell people, you must learn a very great lesson from this. Sometimes in the effort to do something that you feel is greater, the situation must not become worse. You know, and here, you know, Allah Ta'ala knows, Allah Ta'ala will grant them Jannah. Because after he passed away, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala came to Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when he came to Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, he wiped and he cried at him and he said, you know, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي سُدُورِهِمْ غِلًّا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. That on the day of Qiyamah and in Jannah, Allah will remove the bitterness, or maybe not bitterness, any type of disputes there are between people in Jannah. And I am confident that you and I, Hazrat Talha and Ali radiallahu anhu, despite the fact that there was this particular battle that took place, Allah will join us together in Jannah. And why not? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Talha fil Jannah. Talha will be in Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam paired the two together. And who were the two? Hazrat Talha and Zubair, and said, Jaraya fil Jannah. Talha and Zubair would be neighbors in Jannah. Talha and Zubair, Jaraya fil Jannah. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, you know, so this is Jaraya, they will be neighbors in Jannah. So these are some of the beautiful aspects of his life. Talhatul Khair. Talhatul Fayyaz, Talhatul Jood, that we learn and we pay tribute to him. And together with that, we take this lessons from his life to be able to put it into our life, inculcate it. Excellence, steadfastness, dedication to the cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the best of rewards. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of following these great people as Allah ta'ala has commanded us to do so in the Holy Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.